This week's Labor Day edition of The Slop is sponsored by BetUS. Listen up, sports bettors. Football, basketball, and baseball are back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. And I can only tell you about the best, and that's BetUS.com. Why do you ask? BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets, too. Call today at 1-800-69-BETUS. That's 1-800-69-BETUS. BetUS, they're going to walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives you better bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention Rob as a podcast, and you can get up to a 150% in bonus on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses, BetUS. They should be your sportsbook, BetUS.com. Join today, that's BetUS.com. Join now, mention Rob as a podcast, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's at BetUS.com.
This is not the place for you to be.
So let's have fun, let's get messy.
Throw on your unitard and come with me. Welcome to the slop. Now let's get sloppy.
Yes. All right. We are ready to get sloppy. And there's nobody that I like to get sloppy with more in the Big Brother universe here than our very special guest. It's been 10 years since he graced our screens in the Big Brother house, part of the original brigade, not one of these knockoffs, BB22 style. Please welcome the great Matt Hoffman. Matt, how are you?
Thanks for having me back. It feels like only yesterday, you're right, since I graced the Televisions of America.
10 years. 10 years now. That
10 years.
I think that we first connected in the fall of 2010 after your season was over. And then probably did a podcast somewhere in that neighborhood.
I think we did, and then we just went on a roll of movie casts, and that was it.
What a run. I think the first podcast we did, I think we called you, and then we also, like, we patched in Reagan, but he was, like, talking, like, nonsense, like, I feel like that he was just, like, going into, like, musical, like, interludes about stuff, and it was not a very good flowing conversation.
No, good. Yeah, leave it to me to not talk nonsense on a podcast.
No, you were fine. You were fine. I feel like that Reagan was a little like all over the place. But we've remained friends since then.
Did you talk to Enzo post season 12?
I never did. I only talked. I was like in communication with Enzo at one point that Eric Stein had like put me in contact with him. Like Eric over the years has been like, hey, this would be a good person to book on a podcast. And then we had Enzo booked, I think it was like for a Sunday night recap. And then it was like, I think he was like a last minute scratch where we had him and then he canceled last minute. And then it was like the end of a season and then we never got him back again.
He's a tough get.
But look at him now. Look at him going. We'll talk about Enzo, Tyler, all of the Big Brother 22 cast and more, and plenty of other slop along the way. But Matt, tell us, give us the update. What have you been up to?
I'm not much as a change here. I'm hanging out in the suburbs of Chicago, enjoying myself, enjoying this summer of all stars. And excited to be I'm just hanging in quarantine, right? What is anyone doing, Rob? Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. How have you been dealing with the quarantine? Are you somebody who it's like, hey, you know, no big deal. I'd rather be home anyway. Are you somebody who has really been suffering with not being able to be out and about as much?
No, I don't mind not being out. Yeah. I've worked from home for like 20 years, so I still work from home. That has not changed. Mm-hmm. I live a generally reclusive life outside of my short television stint. So, yeah, this is great. This pandemic's great. You have so many excuses to not do things, yes. Although now things are clearing up. So it's
the
kind
social
of like
distancing is great, right?
Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, tell us, I think a lot of listeners would like to know that, did you get a call from production in the spring of 2020 to inquire about your interest to play Big Brother 22 All-Stars?
Look, I was on the tier two email list. I think we all are probably all this fans.
No, I don't know about the tiers. What are the tiers?
We don't know about the tiers?
Yes. Is it like Taryn's legend tiers?
No. So, okay. So what happens, I thought I was, this is just common knowledge.
No.
Here we go then, super fans. A little glimpse. So you get this email, right?
Because if this was the cast that they got, this was tiers, T-E-A-R-S.
Yes. Well, like, for instance, I live, and just to, like, set the barometer of thing. So here's where we are, level setting on the tiers. And it's an email out of nowhere from production, just kind of checking in on you. Yeah, hey, how are you? Just seeing how you were handling the pandemic. Meanwhile, I haven't heard from these people in like 10 years, right? So it's very transparent, and there's very transparent, a lot of transparency going on. So you know that things are rumbling at the time, but you know that you're also not important enough to get that actual phone call. So I was not on tier one phone call.
Yeah.
I was on tier two email. I feel it's an expansive tier, and I feel like I probably was on the bottom. I don't think I'm like probably – I feel like they would – I think I'd be good for the program, but I think politically – and I don't mean like politically like Republican, Democrat, that politically. I mean like PR. So I don't think they like me. I don't think me, my Twitter handle following Julie Chen Moonves' Twitter handle, I keep changing my name along with her.
Yeah.
I feel that probably upsets them in some way and they wouldn't want to like –
I was going to ask you, like, do you feel like that you are on the no-fly list, and what did you do exactly that got you there?
I think it's just the candid demeanor with which I may rumble about Big Brother over the years. Wouldn't say I'm like always shitting on them, but I'll shit on them when it's deserved. And there are some alumni, some who are probably getting calls back, some probably on that tier one list, who just veer away from shitting on Big Brother at all. You know, it's just best they don't. And so those are the ones that are probably getting calls back. I'm not that guy, I don't think.
Okay, so how do you know that there was a tier two list as opposed to like, did everybody get the email, or there were people that are below tier two that didn't get the email?
So there are people who did not get the email.
Okay, weren't even in the mix. Yeah.
So I have confirmation of participants as well. I will leave that unnamed. Yeah. But they're definitely alumni, yeah.
Because, Matt, this happened with Survivor at one point where I think it was like around Survivor 30. They did the thing like, hey, we just want to update our database with all of your updated contact information. And it was like, what's your name? What's your address? Would you ever play Survivor again? If you did, would you play Blood versus Water? Who would you bring as your relative if you were going to play? So there was a whole thing. But then there were people that didn't get the email. And I really think that they intended to send the email to everybody. But I think there were just some people that were not even in the system of that they would like to send the blast email to. And they were very like, did you get the email? I didn't get the email. We didn't get the email. What does it mean? Should I contact them? I didn't get the email.
Yeah, see, that can cause a lot of contention amongst alumni, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I don't know if I should. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, Rob.
Okay, well.
And I don't know if we can. This is the benefit of this not being a live show. You can just say, don't do this.
Yeah.
I have in front of me this email. And if you'd like, I will dictate the tier two email because I'm looking at it. And
yeah. I don't know if that's necessary. We don't need to like nuke the bridge.
Deep into the pen. We can X that out.
What if you paraphrased it?
It's really weird. Like, here's what's weird about it. Here's what it will do. It's like interspersed with a lot of comics, like one panel comics, but like they're comics that you would see in like an old Reader's Digest or something that would be like in a doctor's room waiting office. And
so it's like a PowerPoint presentation where there's like some like visual jokes in the email.
Yeah, it's like
have you been hanging in there? And then it's like a cat in a tree.
Yes. So there'll be like a sentence and then like a really goofy comic. And then another sentence, then there's like one of those, you know, like inspirational images, you know, like a keep calm kind of, you know what I'm saying, like that and stuff. And it's odd, definitely. The subject is checking on ya.
Checking on ya. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Checking
on you. Too impersonal. Checking on ya.
Yeah.
That's like, so you feel nice. Like
very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Like
of
family.
Them. I know they're I know I personally was a huge concern of theirs, and that's why that email was personally sent to me in not a copy-paste format.
Yeah. Do we know if anybody who got the tier two email ultimately got on the show?
I don't know that. They must. I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, Enzo wasn't on their call list, right? Or David probably.
Because with Survivor, I think sometimes they will call like 50, 60 people. You know, they cast a wide net and they go from there in terms of like trying to see who's available. I don't know if they sort of like, all right, here's the 72 people that said yes. Okay, now who do we want? What do we want to do with this?
And this also, I mean, casting during the quarantine must have had a whole other element of, you know, factors to go into this. So
So all right, Matt. Tell me, have you enjoyed Big Brother 22 so far? What's been your overall take on this season?
Yeah, I'm glad we have Big Brother, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it hasn't been on long, but it has been a roller coaster for me. I feel like I saw the cast and I was initially like, you know, really? But I think my initial was because some of the players are very jarring. Like you see a David and you just go, what? Why? Or Christmas, you go, what? And so that initial shock got me like, you know, angry, surly Hoff, like, this sucks, of course. But then I said, thought about it. It's like almost all fourth placers or above mostly. I think so. It's like, okay, you know, maybe they didn't, you know, knock him all out of the park. But then I got kind of excited because it's gonna be a decent season. Right. And just now the way it's kind of panning out with this, all this bro-y stuff and the dudes and all that. I think like we're losing a lot of the players we're interested in keeping. So I'm up and down with this one.
Well, let me ask you about the similarities between this season and when you played back in Big Brother 12, because Enzo is here. We saw coming into this season, and we said, okay, all right, well, how long until Enzo makes the new brigade? And it was not long at all. But this new brigade seems like it's been incredibly successful so far. It seemed like everybody knew what Enzo's strategy was going to be, and he's actually done a really good job. And now, between you and me, Matt, like, I kind of thought Enzo was like a joke. Like, I didn't think that he was actually good at the game. I remember it, like, he came out off of your season and was like, I've got the best social game of all time, yo. And everyone's like, what an idiot. Can't believe he said that. But he's actually been really good. What's going on? Did he get better or were we always sleeping on Enzo?
No, he's doing great this season. Honestly, it's wild. I've said elsewhere, I think he's finally, this is the first time we're getting to see him actually play Big Brother, because he kind of coasted through last season just being a goofy dude who is making people laugh, but never really played particularly, I don't feel. And so he started this season doing the same thing. He was just being like a nice dude, which is a great way to carry you very far in a game, but you'll never win, you know, you're just because you don't make enemies. And so then he started winning stuff, though. And now he's kind of making enemies. You have to, when you win stuff, you have to, you know, and it's great. And he's becoming like an actual threat, but he also still is that same social guy. So I think he's playing a really good game. I feel like it's going to catch up to him. His nominations last week were, you know, people complained that they're kind of weak and stuff, but really at that point in the game, it's not fun for the viewers, I guess, but I get it. Like, I get what he was doing. He doesn't need to go, this is my big move in week three. He just needs to tally that HOH on the board and go, here, I got this HOH. And he's playing a very, very good game. I don't know.
If Enzo goes on to win this season, is Big Brother 12 looked back at any differently?
I mean, not differently, but I think just even more so in the direction that it already is looked at. We had a great cast of characters. I'm not saying that if I was not on 12, I would say season 12 outside of 10 probably had the best cast of characters.
Is Big Brother 12 the best cast of Big Brother?
Now, I think 10 is.
10 is?
But 12. I think so. But
I don't know. Like, what's the great? Okay, give me what. Okay, you have Dan.
here's, this depends how you look at it. Okay. 10 is the best cast of characters, just like a cast of characters, like the people, the eclectic, mm-hmm. strange mix of people and how they went together. But 12 or 12 outsit is, I think we maybe weren't that great. We were good characters too, but not as good as 10. But throw in the gameplay we had, I think was a lot better than 10's overall gameplay. They were like legitimate characters. And mm-hmm. that's where I think 12 did better.
Yeah.
And we had icons. We had like a winner. Rachel, I mean, went on to win.
Yeah.
Hayden went on Survivor.
Your season, first time players. We have, of course, present company, Enzo, Brendan, Rachel,
Monet,
Brittany Haynes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Captain Kosher. But also Hayden, who went on to go become a Survivor player, Lane, who was no slouch. Like, that's a deep cast.
It is. It was a solid season of players, too, I feel. The last, like, really good overall, just, like, comprehensively kick-ass season with mm-hmm. people.
Yeah. And so you have that cast. We don't need to do the side-by-side with season 10. Maybe season 10 might have been a more exciting season.
Jerry fell in the pool.
Jerry fell in the pool, sure.
It's great. Keisha.
Sure.
Birthday.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, and Enzo is here in this season, and he's doing great. Do you think that he can win?
He needs to kind of last season is season 12. I would have said, Enzo, you got to like start doing something. And this season, I go, Enzo, you got to pump the brakes a little, because if he keeps this up, he's going to have to somehow beast it through to the end, because he's really making himself quite the threat. He's not, though. For some reason, he's not. I don't hear his name coming up.
Yeah.
But ostensibly, if you look at the board and his social, you know, everyone likes him. At some point when the players start whittling down, everyone's going to go, oh, we forgot about Enzo. We got to get rid of this guy.
Now, Matt, can you tell us, way back when you played with Enzo 10 years ago, was Enzo an aspiring rapper at that point?
Okay, he was, but it wasn't, from my understanding, his rap alter ego preceded the Meow Meow. And now what we're, this rap thing is a reversion back to something that I suppose was even prior to, to Meow Meow.
Okay. This past week, when Enzo was still HOH, that there was a thing where CBS was given Enzo questions from Twitter. And the question from Twitter was a listener or a Big Brother viewer at Maggie Hall 17 said to the Meow Meow, can the Meow Meow please give us a BB22 rap? Matt, are you interested in hearing Enzo's HOH rap?
Yeah. Is his Twitter handle still have all those underscores in it?
I think that he turned it private. what was Enzo's Twitter handle from?
It was like underscore the underscore meow, and then like two more underscores even after that, I think.
Yeah, because I tried to look up, so was it Enzo Palumbo Twitter? He smartly just completely deactivated social media.
That was smart.
Yes. Okay. Now, this looks like the at Enzo BB12. At Enzo underscore BB12, if this is the real guy.
He likes underscores. It might be him.
He does like underscores. And I hate underscores.
Oh, the worst.
They were the worst. I'm glad we can agree on that.
It's the
All
worst
right.
character.
All right. But here's a little bit of the Meow Meow, a.k.a. Dwight Squall, with an HOH rap.
Oh, he really
Maggie
did this.
Maggie Hall 17 asks, can the Meow Meow please give us a BB22 rap? All right, you put me on the spot, but all right.
Okay, Matt, do you think that is this true freestyle rap, 8 Mile style, or has Enzo been rehearsing this?
Let me ask you, is this like video, like from the diary room that CBS does?
No, it's not in the diary room. He's in the HOH room reading cards. I mean, they must have given him a stack of cards, and he's like, okay, this question is from so-and-so.
Is that on like CBS.com, though?
This was tweeted by the CBS Big Brother Twitter account on September 2nd.
I think he's going to freestyle.
Okay.
I get it here. Let's see. I think freestyle.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. Let me just get into character, and I'll do it.
Put glasses on.
Oh, man, I can see this.
Here you go.
Okay. Put the hood on over his head.
Let's get it. All right.
All right.
Let someone give me a motive. And I close in like a Doberman foaming with his teeth showing. Too many claim to be the chosen. Yeah, and then leave with their hearts broken as an omen. So show me an opponent with a weak ploy for this brigade boy to seek and destroy. That's what happens when he push me to a point to strike like an ambush. If respect wasn't met, then expect the unexpected. When this legend amongst all stars never stands shook. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it,
yo. I believe that was on the spot. It was pretty hard for the dude to put up Kevin and Kaser. That sounded like someone who's going to, like, make an explosion in the house.
Have you ever seen Enzo rap in person?
Yeah, I was in the studio with him, watching him record a track.
You went to a recording studio with Enzo.
I stayed at his place, at his basement, and then that night I went in the basement. And then that night I went to the studio with him and watched him lay down a track for as Dwight Squall.
Yeah, hold on. Now, when you were in the basement, did you run into Enzo's aunt in the basement?
I got a 3-4 house. My aunt is in a basement who shaves my back.
It was a nice basement. He let me sleep in the bed, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the couch. That was super considerate of him.
Yeah.
Even though I'm much tinier and could fit on the couch easier,
mm-hmm.
I appreciated that.
Okay. So you went to the track to the studio with him, and he was going to lay down a track. Are there any other members of the band?
It was Dwight Squall and Wally Sparks.
Who's Wally Sparks?
So Wally Sparks is his like partner. Like the other guy or whatever.
Wally, like W-A-L-L-Y, because I feel like that the rap name would be like Wall-E, but I guess that's more of like a Pixar character.
No, W-A-L-L-Y and Sparks, S-P-X. But his real name is something else. It's one word, like kind of like Madonna or Cher or Prince. It's like one word. It begins with a P. I want to say it's like purpose or paper or something about P word, maybe, I feel like. But anyway, that's the guy's other name. But his rap name, but he's a talented dude, I guess. And I guess this guy's been like in the rap game in the Bayonne scene for a while. I learned all this staying with Enzo and hanging with his crew. That was part of it, man. That was part of the thing.
What year was this?
This was last summer.
Wow. Okay.
Like a year
so
ago.
Is that the rap
great.
Career really taking off for Enzo?
What do you mean by that? Is like money to be just money?
Yeah,
to
like
be
is
made?
It getting is it getting bigger? Is it like or is it something that was well, like when he first got off the show, he was doing more and then he doesn't really do it that much anymore.
Okay, his first performance ever as Dwight Squall was the weekend that I stayed with him, and it was at the Big Brother 21 was at premiere 21
yeah,
premiere.
Yeah.
So that was I don't believe he's performed since. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and now he's on Big Brother. I presume when he gets out,
it's really taking off.
I would think that's going to be like a thing, right? A catalyst. I would try and get Wally Sparks on the show, honestly, and see if what Wally's – I bet Wally's doing probably like some promotional. If I was Wally Sparks, I would be like, let's get on this Dwight Squall stuff now because when he gets out, we can ride this. That's what I would
do. Okay. All right.
Maybe I'll manage Dwight Squall.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't talked about it more on the show.
I am too, quite honestly. I thought that he would drop the Meow Meow thing and kind of go with the Dwight Squall in a promotional way. I'm actually surprised myself.
Okay.
And I hope I don't sound like I'm dogging on him. He's actually quite talented for his for what he does. If you're into that style of music, he's quite gifted at that stuff.
So I know that you guys have a legitimate friendship, and that I don't know if you saw this, that I have a clip. Hot off the presses from, I believe, from 3:45 a.m. This morning of Enzo talking about his experience at Halloween.
He was never at Halloween.
Okay,
this is crazy.
Let's hear it, and you can fact check this story. Okay. All right, here's Enzo talking with Cody and Ian,
at Halloween.
Okay, Ian seems to be quite a Halloween expert. Okay, all right, here is Cody, Ian, and Enzo.
I actually like that dinosaur. I think out of all of them, I think that was the coolest
one. I wore mine for Halloween.
$200?
Hmm?
You want to buy it for $200?
No.
Okay, I like Cody is trying to make a side hustle here, selling his dinosaur costume to Ian. He's like, oh, here's some sucker fan. You want to buy my costume for $200?
Cody's about to listen to a discussion about Halloween. He has no idea who I am.
Yes. 100%, right? Okay. All right. But Enzo is saying that he wore his penguin costume to Halloween. Okay?
Okay. I wore mine at a Halloween party.
Penguin? I wore the dog and then I sold it. Yep. Yeah. I did the same. I wore it to Matt Hoffman's Halloween party.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Halloween. Matt Hoffman.
From your season?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Cody does know who you are.
Cody, big Hoff maniac, Cody is.
I guess so.
I'm going to get a cameo.
Maybe season 12 was assigned viewing for Cody before he came to Big Brother All Stars.
I bet Paulie's a huge fan, and he probably got Cody in too.
Sure.
He has he calls it Halloween, right?
Halloween, yeah. Halloween.
Where does he do that?
At his house.
You flew to Chicago to go to that?
Yeah, I wanted to go.
He invited me, but I was like, I got a kid, I got the kid.
You flew out to Chicago to go to that?
Just to go, yeah.
Yeah, there was other Big Brother. I think it was Rachel there.
All right, so Enzo is not saying here. Ian is talking that he went there. Enzo is talking. He knows about it, but he wouldn't go.
He's a hard kid. I mean, you know how it is. He's canceling on your podcast and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Here's more from Enzo.
Rachel was there.
I think Reagan was there. Was Reagan there?
Nah, not that year. Maybe another year. But there were people from my season went. And like,
where do you have it?
At his house.
Does he have a big ass house?
Cody has a lot of questions about Halloween.
Yeah, this is the confusion of someone who would have no idea who Matt Hoffman is and what Hoffman is. You're like, what?
Yeah, what?
Why? Why did people?
Why?
Do
this? Why would he do this?
It's a big question.
Doesn't make any sense.
You think Cody would have gone?
Probably.
I'm going to invite him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a house in the suburbs, two stories, probably like 3 or 4 bedrooms.
How many bedrooms?
It's a 4 bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was like...
It was a nice party.
Man. Where did you stay?
I crashed at his house.
I told him.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I told him I wanted...
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
This is so fun to get your reaction to this.
Oh, Cody, my God.
I mean, I would be completely... Like, if Cody Calvera was asking somebody questions about my house, I would just be totally gobsmacked.
This is amazing. I got to invite Cody over.
Well, would he sleep over? He seemed very surprised that Ian slept at your house.
I got to get a sleepover with Cody and we'll record it.
Yeah.
Go to Chicago after this all COVID stuff.
I'm pretty sure I've stayed at his house on 3 separate occasions.
Okay, is that true?
Okay, so one time, this was one time where I was hanging out with my kid, and I get a call, and it's Ian, and he's like, I don't know the exact circumstances, he was stuck at the O'Hare, something happened with his flight, and he was going to be there a day, and he's like, can I just crash there?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So Ian came over, we went to Chili's, it was great, because it's oh man, we both love Chili's, and a fun time, yeah.
Did you room with him at Reality Game Masters?
I did.
Yes.
We spent a lot of time together there.
Yeah. He came to my house one time and we did a podcast about Die Hard.
I love Ian.
Yeah. I love him too.
I hope he wraps up his game.
Hopefully he doesn't have any embarrassing stories about the time he was at your house.
Yeah.
You tied with him?
We're good friends. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm pretty good friends.
Enzo just subtly dropping he's good friends with you.
You should be name dropping Matt Hoffman. I would be that. If I was in the house, I could help your social game.
Did you catch when Enzo said he's coming to Chicago when COVID is over? So 5 years from now, expect a visit from Enzo.
Oh, I'm going to see. This is where I'm going to book him. I'm going to be his manager. I'm going to get him a gig out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good friends with Matt. I like Matt.
He's cool.
We were just talking about the Diamond Power.
So the feats cut.
Cody
when they
knows
brought up,
the Diamond Power of Veto, yeah, too.
They brought up the Diamond Power of Veto. Feats cut, but they'll come back.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'll save myself this week, but I'll go home the next.
That's what happened.
What was it? You said, didn't you say something like Brigade Power Move? Kathy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. Boy, Cody is really scoffing at your gameplay,
Matt. All right. I'm going to renege my invite to Cody.
You got rid of maybe. Kathy. Who was
this isn't the way to get invited to Halloween 2020. You're talking about me like this.
Halloween 2020 is on Zoom, right?
I am. Cody is blocked.
Cody is blocked. Okay. All right. What does Enzo have to say about putting Kathy on the block?
Cigarettes. That's all. She was never doing DRs. She was just smoking cigarettes.
Didn't he not talk to you guys about it?
No, that's why. That's where it went wrong. That's where we were pissed.
Yeah.
Who was the last Big Brother contestant that was smoking cigarettes? Is that like, if you are a smoker, can you even get on the show anymore?
That's a great question. Like, I remember...
remember Ian, that there was used to be a video of him smoking cigarettes back in Big Brother 14.
Maybe yeah, like, I love that clip.
I feel like that maybe that was one of the things that went out with Big Brother 15.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That's true.
I'm sure somebody will get a million tweets about this tomorrow.
Do people bring in like vape pens now and stuff? Is it because the kids
are doing
that?
I'm not sure.
Ian smoking was so great. He just looked so happy and satisfied. He like just savored every puff of that cigarette.
Okay.
You would have said like, yo, you got to use it on like
somebody else.
Someone
on the other side of the house is a strong fucking play. And we're going to the Final Four easy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wait, how many people were left at the time?
Shit.
Eight or seven?
Seven or eight, yeah.
I thought you got rid of Matt out of the brigade like way earlier.
No. He did a lot.
Yeah, Cody is like, well, you should have got rid of him first.
Cody, what the fuck, man?
It was such a roller coaster ride with Cody.
I know.
I thought he was a fan.
I thought he was too. He seems to know a lot about me.
Yeah.
He won both the endurance challenges, which were fucking hard. And he was doing all the, like, the bronze. Well, Hayden won the first one and set us up. And then Matt won a couple of them. And then Rachel won, I think Rachel won like two of them.
Yeah, but was Rachel working with you guys?
Rachel we weren't her targets. She was going after the girls. Like she was going after Kristen. She was going, she was going after the girls. Yeah. And then yeah.
Brittany.
She didn't put.
Okay. All right. There you go. So there's some.
It's good.
Hot talk. Big shout out to one of our listeners, Liv, who is on top of all of this stuff. She sent that clip to me and said, you got to play this for Matt Hoffman.
That is hysterical. That's funny. Halloween.
Halloween making it to the live feeds. And Cody, very interested.
I will invite Cody over for a slumber party postseason. I'm sure him and Paul will come.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure. So, yeah, good news, Cody. You're invited to Halloween 2020.
Oh, come on.
Yep, too late. You're invited. Okay. Matt, now I know that you have a longstanding friendship with Rachel Riley. Does that mean, have you been pulled into this feud between the Nicole Franzel versus Janelle? Have you had to pick sides on this?
I still have time to cancel my reservation to
the wedding.
To Turks and Caicos. So I am still kind of deciding what I'm going to do about that.
Okay. Is the alumni like in between, like, you know, we have like all these rumors and everything, but is it like, do the alumni pick sides on things like this?
I think they feel like they must, right?
Yeah.
If you have some sort of, you know, a dual allegiance to these people, you have to. Most of the time, the postseason drama, especially nowadays, I feel like an old school Big Brother, all the drama was on screen. And then when the game was over, they left it in the house. And then that was it. And now it's like the seasons are so boring and no one wants to like ruffle any feathers. But then we get out of the house and it all just
unleashes. That's a great point that the season is just all about, hey, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And now I'm outside and I'm on social media and now it's the time, because I guess both things are all about just getting social media followers. So when I'm on the show, I just need to like hang on for dear life to be on the show as many weeks as possible. And then when I'm off the show, I need to, you know, fight tooth and nail to keep my relevancy. So that's when they got to like pull out all the stops and make big game moves to sort of like, hey, I got to keep my name out there.
Exactly. The seasons are just this like endurance competition for the viewers that we must sit through. We just have to get through it so we can get to whatever's going to happen afterwards. And that's when like all the good stuff goes on.
That's when all the good stuff is going to go on. So do you feel like that Big Brother 22 outside the house will be especially messy?
You know, I'd like to think not, because part of the reason for the messiness, I think, is that like all that popularity is so new. These are people who were plucked from obscurity and then they're placed into the public. Everyone in All-Stars should kind of have a bearing on that, but I don't know, you know, maybe not, especially some of the newer people like the Baileys and maybe David to some extent. Who else is newer in the house? But yeah, some of the newer people might get affected like that still.
Yeah, so the podcasts, I think, are going to be a big deal. And I don't think specifically, like, it's weird for there to be podcast drama and not have any of it be with Rob as a podcast. But I do feel like that, okay, so there's the Coco Caliente podcast. Matt is a frequent guest on Coco Caliente podcast.
Yes.
I think that they're going to probably do, like, Nicole Franzl is going to probably interview the people from the season that are her friends. And then there will be a bunch of like Twitter responses clapping back to things that were said on Nicole's podcast.
Then someone else will have, then whoever, someone else is going to have to make a podcast. And
Nicole
talk
Anthony.
About that.
Yeah.
Nicole Anthony's podcast.
Yes.
Right. What does it feel like with Rob? Let me ask you this. Like, we're in this weird age where this is like the thing, right? Everyone needs their podcast.
Everybody
so like
podcast.
You, in a way, it's like, I feel like you would be like, if you were like a surgeon and you were like doing all the performing all these operations on people, and also people just were like, I have a knife, I can cut people open and do surgeries, right?
This looks easy. Yeah.
Right? And you're sitting there going, wait, I went to school. Like, I've been doing this for years. Is it a weird feeling that like your industry all of a sudden is getting inundated?
It is. It's weird when the person that just like decided to become like a do-it-yourself surgeon with an X-Acto knife wants to like then have a war with me. Like, I don't mind more people. Like, I feel like, oh, great. Like, and here's another person that has a decent microphone that probably wants to come on and, you know, promote and plug their thing. Great. This is a person that'll be an easy get for a guest now. So I kind of look at it that way. I just don't like it when a podcast comes on and is like, hey, this is the real show. RHAP sucks.
Yeah,
this is, we're gonna, you know, they're boring and they're or they don't ask the real questions. Or they're you know, they don't want to say this. So I don't like it when it's a like they want to start to pick a fight. It's annoying. It's annoying. It's annoying to then be in a
fair
feud.
Enough.
Right. Right. You don't see me like starting a lot of podcast feuds.
You never do.
It's very annoying. Yeah.
Dignified and respectful.
And if I do have a podcast feud, it's going to be with like a really big show that's way more famous than mine is.
Exactly.
So that they like,
got to do it right.
Like Joe Rogan announces RHAP is crap. Like, that's it, Joe. All right, we'll be right back with Matt Hoffman, but I want to take a quick break to tell you about one of our sponsors, brand new sponsor to the show, Bubs Naturals. Bubs Naturals, they believe that feeling and performing at your best should be possible at any age. Just ask high-performance athlete Enzo, oldest house guest in the house. One of the ways you can do this is by adding two simple ingredients to your daily routine: collagen peptides and MCT oil. I am a big collagen peptides guy. I like to start my day off with that. It's something that I've started doing over the last couple of months because I'm somebody who's concerned about keeping my joints healthy as I'm getting older. And also, it's a great thing to be doing for your skin because collagen is everywhere in your body. They call it the scaffolding of your body. And so many high-performance athletes are doing just that as well. Bubs Naturals is proud to be used by some of the best athletes in the world, like the 2018 and 2019 World Series champs and NFL great Nick Hardwick. They know the best never settle for mediocrity. Over the years, our diets have grown depleted in key nutrients, and we need to be able to perform at our best. So we need things like collagen, which the body slows down production of in your mid-20s. That's when lines and wrinkles, aches and pains, longer recovery times, and joint mobility issues start to creep in. Instead, we could start our day with fast-acting energy from clean-burning fats and proteins instead of trying to drink gallons of coffee every day. Bubs Naturals, they start off with these two simple ingredients, collagen peptides and MCT oil. There's so many collagen products to choose from, but none of them match Bubs in terms of quality and care. Bubs collagen dissolves easily in hot and cool drinks and is bioavailable, so your body can use it fast. It's 100% sustainably sourced, grass-fed, pasture-raised, collagen peptides, no flavors, fillers, or impurities. Whole 30 approved as well. Keto and paleo friendly, GMO free, and Bubs MCT oil powder gives the fast acting energy and enhanced mental focus of MCT without the oil slick. I've tried the MCT oil, gotta say, not a fan, but the oil powder from Bubs, it is the best powdered creamer I've ever used. And I take my coffee very seriously, and this is fantastic. It's the only powdered creamer that I would consider putting in my coffee. Even the biggest butter coffee fans will admit that the texture is a 2 out of 5 as best with the MCT oil powder. You can add a clean energy boost to any beverage you choose. It's everything you love about MCT oil, and you'll actually enjoy drinking it. Get 20% send up your first order with promo code RHAP at bubsnaturals.com. That's 20% off with promo code RHAP at bubsnaturals.com. All right, let's get back to the Hoff. Let me ask you about, there's been a big problem plaguing the house this season with wall yellers, Matt. I would love to get your take on this. Do you have a strong feeling about the wall yellers?
Yeah, I think I'm against wall yellers in like 99% of situations, almost always, except this one. I'm okay with wall yellers because I feel that this game has already been so like pre-tainted. Like the fact that it's just all of this pre-gaming that's gone on, it's just, and even if it wasn't for the Derek Dan, who knows what happened, that just generally like any alumni base, full alumni season is so pre-game tainted with BS already that I feel like what's a wall yeller? The wall yeller was in the best interest of what I would have liked to see the wall yeller yell. So yeah, but normally all newbies for game integrity, I would say no wall yeller.
So I have a wall yeller alter ego for when I go do my wall yelling. My name is Wally Sparks.
Wall yeller Sparks.
I go over there. And then it's
Wally
all
Speaks.
Yeah, Wally Speaks. So that's what I did. Did you have any wall yelling in season 12?
No, we had a plane, but then nobody saw it. Like they saw that there was a plane and then they hurled us inside and no one could
read
it.
Did you find out after the fact what the plane said?
No, we never did.
Isn't like Matt's wife is perfectly healthy?
Could have been a brigade. Yeah, it could have been that. That's true. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It probably did not benefit me. I can't imagine whatever that message was.
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Yeah, so much wall yelling going on. You would think that they would have some people over there.
Yeah. Do you know the geographical layout of
I haven't walked over there, but I've been to the house and I've been to the lot. I used to live not too far from there.
But on the other side, what's going on? Is that something an easy operation if anyone just wanted to go with a bullhorn and do that?
Yeah, I don't even know if they have a bullhorn or exactly what the deal is, but you know they have like this whole like CBS Radford compound, and then the Big Brother house is like on the edge of this compound, and so they have the backyard, and then there is like an area where it's just sort of like you know there's like they call it the LA River, but it's really just like any floodwater like has a place to go, and there's just like area where you could walk over there, and I guess that's where people go.
I don't know. I mean, like that side of the house can't be more than, I don't know, 200-300 feet or something, whatever. Stick a security guard in a folding chair out there, just hang out there and play on his phone.
Okay. Here's what they do. Okay. Wall yellers end up getting thwarted by, they take all the people on the tier 2 email list, tell them, hey, we'll have a meeting with you, but you have to do 40 hours of Big Brother community service patrolling the wall yeller area and reporting back like, we've got a bogey over here. Let's get somebody. I see some perps with a bullhorn. Get down here. Like, okay, thanks, Adam. Okay.
Adam. Hey! Stop yelling!
Yeah. So, what do you think about that idea? Could we put some of the past Big Brother house guests to work?
To monitor? I feel I'd be mischievous. I'd sit down there, I'd be yelling. I'd be constantly yelling.
You would be a wall yeller.
I'd be a wall yeller.
What would you yell?
What would I yell? I don't know. I'd probably be like, who's left this season? What would I yell?
A lot of people.
What would we yell?
Probably something about like Hoffaween.
Yeah, Cody, you're not invited.
Yeah.
Cody's not invited to Hoffaween 2020.
Yeah. Who else do you know from this cast? Yeah, you have to have had some run-ins with some of these people.
Okay, let's see. So Danny, Ian, Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we got? I had one run-in with Memphis, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Seemed very affable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin. Oh, I had burritos with Kevin.
You had a burrito with Kevin?
Yeah, we went in San Diego and had some burritos.
Because he was on BB11. That was the season right before you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So hung with him.
What's going on with Kevin this season?
What's wrong with
Kevin? He seems lost. Yeah.
He does. He was like my pick, honestly, to
me
make
too.
It.
Me too. I took him in the first round of the draft.
Yeah, I expected better. And honestly, he's at a point where he could still rebound. It's still early with these powers that are in the game now. I don't know. There's a lot. There was a lot dished out this last episode, honestly. And too much to shake up the game. It was a little too much for me. I don't like that much power.
Okay. Let me ask you about something that's going on. And I want to talk about the live feeds a little bit. So if you're especially averse to the live feeds, then you listen back to this part of the podcast after we get to Wednesday night. Matt, have you been following the situation going on in the house with Tyler?
Yeah, so I know at a high level that he was considering leaving and sacrificing himself to one of Bay or Day, and that maybe that is not happening now. That's what I know.
Yeah, Sunday night, he sort of came up with this idea that he was going to ask Christmas to put him on the block so Bailey and Davon could both stay. And so he was going to ask Christmas to put him up and take Davon down and then ask the house to vote him out. But then ultimately, whether he had a change of heart or production talked him out of it or Christmas would not turn her key, I don't know if it's exactly clear at this hour on Monday afternoon what was the exact reasoning. It is not going to happen, and it looks like, as of 45 minutes ago when we started recording, that Tyler will be staying this week.
See, this is crazy. If production, like, in any way, quote unquote, made him stay, you can't do that. I feel holding someone in captivity. It's illegal, and I feel like I just want to see how they're going to edit this. If they're going to address it, because if it didn't work anyway, do they just gloss over it in favor of other narratives? Or do they make it seem like Tyler like was weighing it but came to his own decision to not do this?
Or do they even show it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do they just put something else on, some other narrative?
Because would Tyler be redeemable to the TV audience if like he's thinking about walking out of the game?
Yeah, that is not good.
But the audience doesn't like that overall.
No, and we don't know why. We have no idea if it's Angela, we don't know for sure. If it's guilt on Bailey from lingering from last season.
Yeah. To me, I don't know. The whole thing, it seems like that Tyler has said on a couple of occasions that his heart is not really in it this season. He's homesick. He's not having fun. He doesn't like crushing people's dreams or playing the game a certain way. But to me, if you don't like, if you're not having fun playing the game a certain way, like, why don't you just play the game differently? Why don't you just do what you want to do in the house?
Do we understand the answer to that?
No.
Because you're right. That's the logical rebuttal.
Because if he's saying like, well, I don't want to be, he's said in the past that, I don't want to be somebody who's revered for manipulating to people and lying to people. It's like, okay, then just don't do that. Why don't you just be, do whatever you want to do?
And what's his, I'm confused with what the problem is. I mean, that was kind of his game. And I say that not in a negative way. It was a good game. He played. It worked well for him. He was always a fan of the show. He knows how this works. I don't know. Why does he want to be like a Jordan or something? Like what are you striving to attain this thing that you're just better at doing the other thing?
Well,
do the other thing.
I don't even feel like he's considering that. I feel like that he's just like, I don't like playing the game this certain way. So I guess I should leave. And, he talks about that, he wants to do it for Bailey and Davon. But, where was this when they were being considered going up on the block?
Yeah, he waits till they're nominated to do that.
Like, the time for this speech would have been to on Friday, to Christmas. Like, hey, Christmas, yeah, just so you know, if you put Bailey and Dave on the block, I'm going to leave.
Christmas and Tyler are tight, correct?
Yeah.
So is it possible that, you know, what we're going to see in the diary room is Tyler going, look, I know Christmas isn't going to put me up. I can make myself look good to Bay and Devon by just trying to get Christmas to put me up, knowing she won't. And that way I look good and I'm still not on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
is that possible, or totally based on what you've heard, that's not the case at all?
So pitch it to me one more time.
So he's in the diary room going, look, I know Christmas is not going to put me up.
Yeah.
So I can ask her to genuinely.
So I don't think he would do that. I think if there was like a ploy, I don't think that he would let the audience in. Like, he's not Dr. Will. He's not saying like, hey, watch this. I'm going to go like, if there was,
watch this.
Yeah. If there was some sort of like subterfuge of like that, he was like playing Christmas, he would not, he would keep that to himself. That would not be part of it. It would anything. So there, I think there's a version of this you could look at where he wants, you know, he may want Bailey and Dave, Bailey to still go home, but I think that he wants to make sure that he still has plausible deniability about like, hey, I didn't want Bailey to go home. I would have gone on the block, but I couldn't. So that it kills me. I wanted her to stay. Like, I think that, you know, you could, that is one realistic, I'm not in the guy's head. I don't know. But I think that's one realistic way to look at this situation.
Yeah. No, I we got to see what's going on in this episode. Is that going to be a Wednesday night or a Thursday night edit?
I don't know. We don't, or they, it may not even be part
or
of the
nothing.
Show.
Yeah,
it may not even
nothing.
Be part of the show, because it sounds like also like there were people that spoke to him that like told him he had to stay. I don't
know. Okay, that's crazy.
I can't buy
that.
Yeah. I mean, it stinks on these reality shows when people don't want to be there and they talk them into staying.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Let him, if you don't want to play, don't play. Shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And if you're in there and you want to leave, because you're just polluting the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did anybody in your season, you know, consider walking away and then they had to be talked back into it?
There was no. I don't think anyone wanted to leave at any point. No, did we? I'm trying to think. There was something going on, like, nefariously with some amount of money where we were going to try and swindle Rachel's $5,000 that she won in a competition by telling her we were going to give it to something. I don't remember, some organization or something. And then we weren't really weren't going to do it. But then production called us in and said we couldn't do it. But that was like the most kind of like seedy.
This is a heinous plan. You were going to tell Rachel you were giving her $5,000 to an organization and then keep it?
I honestly think it was like something involving the wife. I not in like my hazy recollection, but we were just going to keep the money and then like kick her. It was like something like involving, if you give us your $5,000, we will keep you. But we were going to like, that's what it was. We say we were gonna vote out, but then we just vote out anyway. It was the week that she left. Mm-hmm. And then we said, oh, we won't do that. Your production said we couldn't do that.
Yeah. Matt, it was such a big moment in your season when Rachel came back into the house after she was already voted out. And I know that, you know, we have the whole situation with COVID, but wouldn't it have been great to have Janelle come back into the house after she had already been voted out?
It would have been great to have her back. It's super bummer that she left. This is my favorite season of Janelle, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was like not super into her the other one she was on. I didn't dislike her, but I also was not one who like really hugely bought into the Janelle hype, but I loved her this season.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Rachel Riley is a huge miss. Throwing her into this mix would have just made such an awesome season.
She is with child right now.
I understand she couldn't. Yeah.
Should they have let her anyway?
Yes, because
my
not?
Pitch was, why not take that Sam robot that they had from Big Brother 20, lock Rachel in a hotel room somewhere, and then she is when they had Super Dave Osborne on Arrested Development, where that should she be just like the face on the iPad, like moving around the house?
Yeah, we could do that. A little pregnant Rachel robot.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the robot needs to be pregnant.
How would it compete, though?
Look, if it's a quiz, it could compete. And if not, then they just forfeit.
There's a YouTube clip of the Big Brother Netherlands where the chick gives birth in the house. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
Yeah, it's and like the guy, so the girl starts going into labor. You can YouTube and find this. And like all the there's no doctors. Like the other housemates deliver this kid. It's on like on the live feed.
What is this, like the Lost Island?
No, it's in the house. And like the guys in the house all run outside because they're kind of grossed out. And you can hear the girl like – so the shot is like on the backyard and the guys. And you hear like through the walls like, ah, like the labor screams and stuff. But then there are also cameras in the room. And you can see like the baby being delivered. Yeah.
Who would deliver a baby in the Big Brother 22 house? Enzo?
Yo,
you gotta push,
you're crowning, yo. 10 centimeters, yo.
That's it. That's it.
Isn't a table a teaspoon? Didn't he not know what a teaspoon was?
I don't know.
Was what's a teaspoon? How do you know what a teaspoon is? And Brittany's trying to explain to him. He's not going to know what dial is. Said 10 centimeters.
So you're saying that Enzo does not use the metric system?
No, that was a big
the imperial system is what
the
he's
imperial
on.
Imperial system, yo.
Yeah. Do you have any other good Enzo stories from your weeks of living with Enzo?
You know, like every Enzo story is good. That's why he's such – he would never get voted out pre-jury. He's just too fun to have around. He's a great person to keep. But, again, at least in season 12, he was never a person you'd vote for in the end. And now he is. So
well, what changed?
All his
What's
stories
the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Because he's still that funny guy that you want around just for sanity. He's not like – bothering anybody, but now he's winning thing. He is making a resume.
It's just that
himself.
He wins stuff now.
He wins stuff, and I like. Here's where it would go bad. Like if he had another HOH. Now that we're into jury, and he wins HOH, and he does another like flop of an HOH, because this HOH of his seemed really just kind of like whatever. But I think this is the time to have those kind of whatever HOHs. If he does it later, it's then he's like kind of I don't know. He still has a good resume going for him, honestly, either way.
Yeah, so far so good. Why did it take 10 years to bring him back?
Do we know if he was an alternate? He must have been an alternate, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he probably was on the email list. I wonder what took so long. I mean, he's at a good place in his life to come back, I guess. He's got the time and the... I don't know. Did people like him? Was he well-liked in season 12? Was he a standout? I don't know.
I mean, first year that I did the podcast, we did not like have the level of Big Brother coverage that we have now. So I probably was not in touch with the fan community in the way that we are now. Big Brother Twitter certainly is not what it is now. But I don't remember Enzo being beloved, you know, in Big Brother 12.
But I feel like, you know, you need the character archetypes. You need the guy who's going to be the Zach Rance, Enzo, Banana Man, whoever that is. So who do you pull? Enzo's probably the top of list of those guys. Outside, honestly, Zach would probably maybe have been a better pick, but I don't think he – isn't he like really ostracized from the
Do you
BB?
Think, Matt, that Enzo benefits here from – we talked about Big Brother 12 was a season of characters. Big Brother 22 is not. There are a few characters in Big Brother 22.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
It's a dry house.
It is. Enzo, maybe Bailey, I could argue. Not many.
Not many characters.
Chanel, and she's gone, yeah.
She's gone, yeah. So it is a house that is, you know, pretty bland. Some would say boring. And here's Enzo, who in this house is basically like... Robin Williams and I don't know what, who are some of your all-time great entertainers rolled into one.
Robin Williams, that's your go-to. That's the number one.
Yeah, who else would be that know. Kind that kind of
I don't
talent?
Know, you're right. What would I pick? I don't know.
Yeah.
He is no he's great. You know, the bummer about Enzo is I feel like he can't get the edit he deserves when he's being like for his social stuff. Cause his stuff, he's so funny, but he's not very like family friendly in that way. And so all of his best material, I feel like they kind of got to make him a little corny for the CBS edits, but he's a funny dude. Genuinely.
Yeah. No, he's been bringing it so far this season.
He's no, who did you just say?
Robin Williams.
He's no Robin Williams.
Yeah. could do it all.
Dana Carvey, I don't know.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, he's such an entertainer.
Rip Torn,
sure. All those people combined. Okay,
Gallagher.
Well, Gallagher actually was in the Big Brother house.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
For Celebrity Apprentice, or I'm sorry, Celebrity Big Brother. God forbid, Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah. So much excitement. Should they have brought Gallagher in for the Big Brother All Stars?
Yeah, he was there longer than David was in the house. I feel like
at least to lead here in the Big Brother house.
Matt, let me ask you about David, because David is somebody who he now has a power. He is the disruptor, but he made some news this past week, where he talked about that he has an extremely high IQ. Now, as a person in Mensa, Matt, that wasn't a lie, right? You're really in Mensa.
I am. Miss Raven.
Okay. Yes.
Core members.
All right. Well, let me play for you a clip of here is David talking about his IQ.
What's your IQ?
How do you,
David? What's your IQ?
187.
You are a liar. You don't know it off the top of your dome. You know yours?
187.
Tyler, do you remember when George had to take the IQ test and he snuck out of the window and had Elaine take it?
What are you talking about?
Is Danny Donato claiming that somebody took the IQ test for David?
Who would have Stephen Hawking took the IQ test for? 187, David. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody seemed to question that in any way.
Yeah. Nobody questioned it, but that is very high.
It was like internet with the pop-up ads, like, you're a genius if you get these 12, if you know these 12 things, you know? And
yeah. Could David have been messing with them?
Like trying to get a bite and he didn't get the bite?
Yeah.
I don't know. He really seems like a kooky dude. And I don't mean a bad guy. I'm not saying it disparaging, but just kooky, you know? A little weird. A little goofy.
Yeah. Is it possible that that David just threw a number out there?
I don't know. I feel like he thinks he has 187 IQ. That sounded very, like, fluid to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think he was messing with them?
I don't know. 187 is extremely high. There's also, you know, that I remember, you know, I'm old enough to remember when it was it Snoop or was it Dr. Dre who was hollering 187?
187.
Yeah.
Yeah, 187 on the undercover cop. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it. So you think he was referencing old school hip hop?
Maybe. That's more plausible than he's has a 187 IQ.
Okay, it is more plausible, honestly, than him having an actual 187 IQ. But it's not more plausible.
Like maybe he's
than
just meant, like oh, what's your, 69. Like it's sort of like that's like just like a go-to number.
I think you're stretching. We need to find.
He's the same
out,
guy that
though.
He had the power and nobody didn't say it to anybody.
This is. I don't know, Rob.
We should ask him. We got to ask him after.
We're going to find out. We need to get him tested for Mensa, if that's the case.
Yeah. What's the test for Mensa? That's when they take that huge cotton swab and put it like all the way to the back of your skull?
Way deep in your nose. Yeah, it's horrible. It's very painful.
It's very, very painful. By the way, I'm on Twitter right now. Tyler, a trending topic on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, the world is obsessed with what Tyler has to say right now.
Tyler, our hero. Mm-hmm. Our hero.
Yeah, so much going on.
He's starting to look more like Grodner.
Do you think so?
I feel like something's happening here. We're like, that's this expect the unexpected. There's going to be some sort of metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. are you
just as plausible as David's 187 IQ? But
okay, are you interested in hearing Angela's reaction to all of this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Angela has responded after about closing in on 24 hours of this being known to the world. We have Angela's reaction to all of this at this hour. Okay. She has posted to Twitter. Now, that she had said that Tyler would only be posting his Big Brother tweets to Instagram, but she has a tweet that says, "To say I know Tyler's character is an understatement." Well, okay. I mean, that goes without saying. That's a little braggy to me. I know this man. I know the intent behind his words, and I know Tyler has a heart of gold. I know who he is, and I know who he is, all caps, not. Like, okay, I would have cut that first paragraph.
What are we saying
here? Okay, all right, next paragraph.
Okay, keep going.
So she knows him. Do not say she doesn't know him.
Okay.
If you think she doesn't know Tyler, you are mistaken, Matt.
Okay? I thought that until you just...
She knew him really well. Okay. He would never intentionally... or unintentionally, mean to hurt or cause disrespect to another person. The intentions of his actions these past few days in the house were nothing but pure and genuine. I can hear the pain in his voice when he speaks, and feel the hurt in his heart.
Wait, what is she defending? I'm so confused. What is she defending him about?
Well, hold on. Let me finish. I know Tyler has been deeply affected and is doing what he feels is right, all game aside. I know wholeheartedly that if he was able to have his way this week, he would gladly go home to stand up for what he believes in. There are other factors that prevented this and that were out of his control. Period. The end. The word period is written out. The is an actual comma. The end followed by a period and sentence.
When was that posted?
That was a couple of minutes ago.
What is she talking about?
She's saying that, hey, if Tyler could quit the game this week, he would, but he can't. So leave it alone, everybody. That's it.
So she is defending the notion that they are not allowing him to leave.
She said that if he was able to, I know wholeheartedly that if he was able to have his way this week, he would gladly go home to stand up for what he believes in. There are other factors that have prevented this that were out of his control. So leave him alone,
what
Matt.
What is going on?
He's not allowed. Okay.
That is on Twitter?
Yeah. Period. The end.
Is there a link to her cookbook or no?
No.
Okay.
So if he was allowed to quit, that he would, but he can't. So leave it. That's enough. Settle down, everybody.
Are we talking about Tyler, the jewelry company co-owner?
Yes. Okay. Co-owner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Tyler, he sure is a hero in my book.
Yes. All right. So if he was allowed, then he would. Okay.
What is happening now? I'm so curious. What is going on?
Yes. This is very confusing.
Do they have
when you were in Big Brother 12, were you allowed to quit?
Yes, of course. This is insane. What happens to them?
Yeah. What happens? What will happen if you could,
collars, or
do you just lose your money?
But that can't be if she's all about, his integrity's intentions.
Do you go to jail? Okay. Do you sign a contract that you have to be voted out?
Is there a bomb strapped to each of them? And
why can't Christmas still put him on the block?
That's the other thing. She can put whoever she wants on the block,
mm-hmm.
but not Tyler.
Yeah. But I saw on Twitter earlier that there's a rule that allegedly there's a rule that you can't say you want to get voted out.
What are the other factors? It must be the metamorphosis that he's undergoing that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
The Grodner transformation.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe he told himself he's not allowed. Okay. All right. So, Matt, let's talk about something a little more lighthearted than this. Okay. All right. There was a commercial this week. First off, do you follow Love Island?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Love Island. But you know that on there is a person on Love Island named Matt Hoffman, right?
He's an announcer. I keep getting tagged in things from people.
Yes. So Matt Hoffman is the announcer of Love Island. Do you think that that would be too confusing? That's why they couldn't bring you back for Big Brother 22? Is that they already have a like Matt Hoffman parking space at CBS?
That's a really good point. That's a lot of Matt Hoffman on CBS.
Should he have to be Matthew Hoffman?
In my defense, I was first, right? Mm-hmm. I was the first. Right. Why does he get to just walk in and step on my Matt Hoffman-ing? He should have
Shouldn't
to accommodate.
He be like Matt C. Hoffman or something like that?
Do we know how many Twitter followers? Yes. Because I feel like if I have a higher influencer status than him, then
do you have more clout?
You know what I should do is report him as trying to be an imposter me and get my account verified.
Yes. Okay.
Like, there's some guy who announces Love Island. He's trying to be me.
Matt Hoffman, Love Island. And
what's his handle?
He is. Okay.
Does he hyphenate the Moonves or no?
No, he does not. He does not include. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He's Matthew Hoffman 1.
Okay.
I could give him a follow. Only 5,093 followers.
Oh, come on. Is he verified?
Yeah, he's verified.
What?
Yeah.
Insulting.
Okay. He's on Instagram, too. He's a co-writer for Love Island. But anyway, so there was a big Love Island commercial in the Big Brother house about the house guests talking about Love Island that they ran on CBS Primetime. You saw this?
I saw the commercial. Okay. I saw the commercial.
All right. Well, CBS, I think, said, hey, well, that worked out great. Maybe we should have the Big Brother contestants talking about other CBS properties. And Matt, may I play for you? This was something else that was tweeted by the Price is Right Twitter account, at Price is Right. By the way, were you invited to be a part of the Big Brother Price is Right extravaganza?
I was not.
You
not
were not.
Not Candy Crush, not any of it. Nothing.
Okay. Was Enzo invited?
I don't believe
Did they send the
was.
Tier 2 email invite to the Price is Right people?
No, I did get an invite to the to be in the group audience. What was this a couple seasons back when they had all those people? You know?
Prices, for season when it was the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah,
right?
Like Enzo was there.
Yeah.
So I got that invite.
You got that invite, but not to be in the audience of the Price is Right. No. Okay. All right. So here it is that we have a 1 minute clip of this is the Big Brother 22 contestants playing the Price is Right. Okay. All right. Here we go.
It's time for Big Brother's Right on the Price.
House guests, come on down.
How does it work, though?
We find something with a price tag.
Guess the price.
Okay, this is fascinating to me, Matt. So the house guests are all in the HOH room, and they have objects in the HOH room, and they are guessing the price of these items. And my question is, did Big Brother furnish the HOH room and leave the price tag on a number of objects?
So wait, I just got to back up and follow you. This is a game they are creating themselves. Production isn't telling them to do this.
It's unclear.
Okay.
All right. So they are trying to name the price without going over.
Without going over.
Danny Donato is hosting. She's passing around an object that looks like a miniature, like Epcot Center globe around the room to people. Tyler says
$16.99.
I want to say $39.99.
You
want to
play?
How much?
$22.99. You're the winner.
David gets it right. $22.99.
They flip it over as like a price tag. Is that what?
Did they just put stuff into the room and not take price tags off anything?
Yeah, I remember that, honestly. That they're like, now, if you'd flip over like a vase, you'd see. You know,
now, Matt, does Big Brother return everything at the end of the season? Is that why they do that?
Maybe back in our day, it was always eBay or like charity. No, but I don't know. They said they give the money to charity. Who knows what actually happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Cody's dinosaur costume, I guess.
Cody's?
Yeah, they give the money to charity like you were going to give that Rachel money to charity.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Round two. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How much? Without going over.
I said eight.
All right, Tyler is walking around with like a metal bowl. Danny thinks it's
$8.99.
Kaser says $5.99. That's cheapo depot to me.
$9.99.
Nicole Franzold says
$9.99. $9.99. $8.99. $5.99.
$7.99.
$7.99. $9.99.
Nicole Franzold, right on the money.
Of course.
Yes, she nailed it. Okay. And then
she's special. She's a
oh, I got another one.
Oh, that's, great. Oh,
that's a good one.
Okay. A mini tub. A mini right. tub. I'm gonna go with $6.99.
$6.99, okay. And the winner is Kaser, $14.99. Oh.
That was the only thing Kaser won this season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wish I could hear that. Since more, the winner is Kaser.
Grand prize of the night.
Good game, everybody.
Good game, good game, good game.
Enjoy there's your no prizes. Showcase.
I will take it out of your winnings.
Yeah, so it's unclear if this is a Price is Right commercial or a Big Brother commercial, but there you go.
That is weird. Are they, they have to like reenact their favorite scenes from Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you ever watch that show Young Sheldon? Oh my god, I love that show. Matt, what did you make of Nicole's performance in the Big Brother basement last night?
Oh, in her pants? She was like Kathy in the Carnival.
Yes.
It was
yes.
so reminiscent of that. She fared much better than Kathy did.
Were you getting flashbacks?
Huge. I wonder if Kathy was watching that with PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Why did she have to keep announcing that she had no pants on?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pitch black, right?
Mm-hmm. She didn't have color. We keep telling everybody.
She did.
Like, let everybody know.
Imagine Kathy just should have done that. Mm-hmm. That would have saved her. Like, Nicole figured out the glitch to being stuck in Carmel. You just disrobe and then your clothes stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, meanwhile, was like literally dying almost, I feel like.
Did you like it, Matt, when everybody was making the memes about how that, you know, Kathy didn't get stuck in the caramel for Tyler to call old school Big Brother boring?
I love when Kathy gets referenced back. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a Enzo character that old school fans definitely know, but if you like, I feel if you're like newer to the game and you go back and even have watched season 12, she doesn't click on as much as people who like watched it live. Kathy was so great.
Mm-hmm. What is she doing now?
She's still a sheriff in some sort of town in a cop of some kind in a town in Arkansas, Rob. She, I don't know what's happening with her.
Mm-hmm. You know,
fighting crime.
Is Kathy on Cameo?
She's not, and she should be.
She should be.
It's crazy to think that Kathy was 3 years younger than me when she was on Big Brother, and we all thought she was like, oh my god, there's this old woman in the house. See, like, we looked at her like this, like our grandmother was playing Big Brother with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But okay, so we'd love to get some Kathy stories somewhere along the way. I was looking on Cameo, and I'm looking at the Big Brother contestants. First of all, I like that you do something that I've never seen before. A Matt Hoffman cameo is only $12.50. I've never seen anybody incorporate, speaking of like the Price is Right, I've never seen anybody incorporating cents into their cameo price.
I have a reason for this. Yes. It's funny you bring this up. I've never been asked this
what is
before,
it?
Rob. Okay, so I used to be $10, okay? And Cameo would take like a couple bucks or
something. Yeah, 25, so like 25%. Is that what it is? So you
like
just
that.
Want the so 10 bucks?
Like something like $8. Then along comes, and I was like, all right, whatever. I put like zero thought into it. Even though they're awesome, people listening, they're awesome, but I put zero thought into them. And so then along comes that sequester mini that I did with those Big Brother Canada people. I'm like, oh no, what if my relevancy shoots up and I don't want to be doing cameos? So I up the price to a price that I go, no one's going to even want me booked for this. But I put like $30 or something stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one will even pay. But then people started paying that. And then I started feeling bad. So I'm like, okay. I drop back down at this point, but I go, I need to make at least $10 because all I do, I want these to cover like a good extra value meal. Like that's my goal is to get a good, like supersized double quarter pounder meal paid for McDonald's, which is nine and some change. And I worked out the way that they take their fees. $12.50 earns me just shy of $10. If I go up to 13, I'm going over. I feel it's a rip. I already feel it's like, I don't want to be charging people like this, but I need my food, you know? So,
so
that's how I settled it.
I'm looking at the Big Brother page on Cameo. And it is something that's wild is like in the midst of all these Big Brother people and there's international Big Brother people, somehow Mike Goldman, the Joe Exotic impersonator, is on Cameo here. For some reason is listed with the Big Brother people. Matt, okay, speaking of Price is Right, could you give me the price of a cameo from Mike Goldman, the Joe Exotic impersonator, and let me give you a little flavor of what it would be like to get a cameo from Mike Goldman, Joe Exotic impersonator.
And the country bumpkins pulled out their penises. Oh, hi! It's me, Joe Exotic. You know, the homosexual meth addict who ran for governor and is in prison for hiring a hitman to murder Carol fucking Baskin. This Carol...
He just looks nothing like him.
He looks, doesn't look like
him? He looks almost nothing like him, Mike Goldman. Okay, all right. How much for a cameo from a Joe Exotic impersonator?
I need one more clue. How many reviews does it have? Just the number.
26 reviews.
Okay, so he's getting... then I'm going to say... Oh, man.
$18. $395.
No!
If it was really Joe Exotic, it wouldn't be worth $395.
No! That's incredible. And he's in with the Big Brother alum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why. Also, there is James Hewling. I saw that he's running for public office. Did you see that?
I did. Did that up his cameo price?
$45. What is he running for?
Mayor of...
he's running for mayor of a city.
He's a chairman of pranks in his town.
Yeah, he's running for mayor of Wichita Falls, Texas. How about that?
I will issue every household in Wichita Falls a tub of Vaseline so you can put it all over your door handles and laugh all day long.
That was not where I thought you were going with that. I was like, oh, man, this is going to have to get edited out.
Family show.
Okay. All right. James Hewling, that he is vote for James for Wichita Falls
mayor. Every household gets a bag full of crickets to unleash on your house and your favorite roommate and make them laugh hysterically. Vote for James.
Do you want to hear any footage of James Hewling, some news coverage of James?
Every child will get a funny little alarm that you can hide and wake up your roommates with. Vote for James.
All right. This is from last month, but this is some coverage of the Wichita Falls election. Election coverage 2020 here on The Slop.
Those new to politics are telling us why they've decided now is the time to go ahead and jump into their races. Chetanya Clark has more on this for us. Chetanya, you spoke with some of those candidates today.
Did you bleep that out? Darryl.
Now, the gentlemen I spoke with have emphasized they are not politicians, and their hope is to be the voice of the people making a change in the city of Wichita Falls.
Okay.
I've always had an interest in local politics.
As a newcomer, I have to get out there, get my name out there, get my face out there.
When you're in politics, you have a stronger influence in the community.
When you go to cast...
Okay, all right. So that's, I think, that we need right now. More people, outsiders that may or may not know what they're doing. I think that's where we're at right now.
When he goes to give a speech, it should be like an empty stage with the podium. It's like, where's James? Where's James? And he pops out of like a trash can or something. Hey, Wichita Falls!
So, okay, that's exciting. wild stuff. It was 5 years ago that we first were introduced to both James... and Davon in Big Brother 17. Davon, she's come full circle. She's back in the Big Brother house. James, perhaps mayor of Wichita Falls, Texas. Wild stuff.
Oh, boy.
Wild stuff. Okay. Matt, anything else Big Brother 22 that you want to talk about?
Oh, my goodness, Rob. I feel like the season's barely started and we've covered so much already.
Yeah, so much going on in the Big Brother house between this whole Tyler situation.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not leaving, but I am so curious as to both the circumstances and how they are going to address this on the television.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. According to my trending topics, it's not being received great. So far,
I think, a lot of people this season, their public image did not benefit by coming back to All Stars. You can kind of stay the same, go up or go down. And people like the beloved are falling, I feel like.
Yeah. Enzo somehow has been able to keep his nose clean for the most part with this whole thing. And is coming out of here. His cameos are going to be at least like $45.
He needs to get on Cameo. Honestly, one of the most surprising things about Enzo, and I say this, I do love the guy, but I thought for sure he would be the one to do the say something stupid on the live feeds thing. We're like,
no,
and he hasn't. Somebody he's been like totally, and mind you, let me clarify, because I just realized this makes it sound like I know Enzo in a way that he's a racist.
No.
I mean, just he's like a Jersey guy, whatever. And he hasn't. He's been totally just like a funny, normal dude.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Matt, how do you predict the rest of this is going to go? Can Enzo pull this off?
Honestly, yeah, he really could.
Does Tyler rally, do you think, and then ends up going on a run here?
He will have to maintain. He needs to get out. This Cody Nicole thing does have to go. Both of them need to get out. I don't know if we're going to be happy with the winner we see, but alas.
Yeah. What's Danny doing? You said that Danny is somebody else that you know.
Yeah, have you been disappointed with her game so far? People are not into Danny this season, the mean girl stuff and all that stuff. The reason I like Danny's gameplay is it's the most old school of the gameplay to me. She's kind of going in there with, and it doesn't work. I mean, it's not working. I'm not saying it's good for her. She probably shouldn't be doing it. But as a fan of like when people were a little more kind of cutthroat and making it, look, I used to remember getting together with my friends to play Monopoly or Risk or whatever when we were kids. And like part of the fun was that we just like, it was always shit talking and ball busting and none of us hated each other. It was just like, it got vicious because it was this game. And it was sort of part of the fun. And that was a little old school Big Brother-y to me. And I think Danny's still kind of hanging on that. It's not working with this crew of people. You shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, Matt. Anything else you want to let people know?
No, of course. Find me on my $12.50 Cameo. It's worth every penny.
Yes. And value meal do you get?
I usually get double quarter pounder, no onions, Diet Coke, no ice, generally. But sometimes I'll
double quarter pounder, Diet Coke, no ice?
Yeah, no onions on that double quarter pounder. They'll always screw it up almost all the time.
Okay, and then fries?
Fries, I get the fries at the value meal. Sometimes I'll get, they recently have had the 2 for $3 hot and spicy McChickens. So for $3 more, it's a great deal. What I'll do is I'll throw those in there. I'll take off the patties of the double quarter pounder, the bread. And I'm not like an anti-carb person. I'll eat them too normally. But in this particular situation, I'll take off the bread and I'll put the 2 hot and spicy McChickens as buns. So I have 2 hot and spicy McChickens and then the 2 double quarter pounder patties.
You are a mad scientist. What do you think of the nicknames Enzo has given out to the new brigade?
Yeah, what do we got? Oh, that's
he's called Tyler the Bandit, the Green Eye Bandit.
The Bandit. And what's Cody? Zuko or something?
Yeah.
Zuko, I don't know. A Bandit's very brigadish. I get that. Mm-hmm. Zuko, I'm not into. I don't, just the whole, again, his naming's not as good.
Yeah.
I think he peaked.
Have you 12. Been in touch with Lane and Hayden? Is there like a group chat of like, hey, are you watching Enzo?
No, I don't know this, and I don't know why this is, but I feel Lane might not like me, and Hayden might not either.
What did you do to those guys?
I don't know. Lane unfollowed me on social media for a while, and then I believe he might be back. I love Lane. Lane's like one of the funniest people I know. I was like Hayden too. I don't know what. Maybe I did. Did I do or say something? Maybe they have nothing against me, and they're huge Hoff maniacs. I don't know.
Maybe. Will they be at Hoffaween with Cody this year?
Hayden has been at Hoffaween.
Maybe
before.
They're just Cody fans. Your nemesis.
My nemesis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, follow Matt Hoffman. Were you off Twitter and then you came back?
No, when I changed my Twitter handle for the first time ever in the 10 years I've been on Twitter, when Julie changed hers to JC Moonves, I went to MH Moonves. So now my handle has changed. But other than that,
all right. I tried to find Head of Hoffhold and then I guess.
I stand in solidarity with
Moonves. All right. Matt, well, this was so much fun to get to catch up with you today. Happy Labor Day, although a lot of people think that was like a Christmas joke.
Ring, ring.
Yes.
Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jingle.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, she's all in on that.
We need to be darned with that. Oh, God, the speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Matt, Christmas volunteered to go up on the block just like you did one time.
When she said that, I'm like, oof.
Yeah. What a move. You invented that.
Just like that to Andy, that lunatic Andy tweet about how Danny modeled his care game after.
What do you mean that lunatic Andy?
It's one of my favorite BB22 tweets of the season.
I think he listens
to our hats sometimes.
That Danny modeled her game after Andy.
After Andy. He's the winner. It's the winner of PBS. Yes. So maybe Christmas. I believe Christmas. I should tweet. Christmas is modeling her game after me.
You should say that. I don't know if you'd want to own that.
ring ring.
Okay.
All right.
Matt Hoffman, always great to catch up. This was so much fun. We have a lot more Big Brother coming this week. The stock watch, boy, there's so much disruption in the market after this whole Tyler hullabaloo.
What do we do? Are things tanking?
Things are tanking, but then they're back. It's sort of an insider trading.
Are you still in a stock if you're evicted? Because I feel like Janelle is still everybody's favorite.
No, the stock. I think the stock goes to zero if you still have it when they're evicted. So that's the stock watch. They'll be back on Tuesday night to break that all down. And then we'll be back again live after the episode on Wednesday night. So this should be a very interesting episode where we see everything leading up to the power of veto, what we get to see, and of course, another eviction coming up on Thursday.
This is exciting. Do we have any ideas? Who are your thoughts on who's going home? What do we think?
I mean, I'm guessing it's Bailey still.
Is it Bailey? That's the consensus.
She's trending too.
The smartest person between the two. She's definitely the threat of the two, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like that she's probably the person who is most likely to go home. It'd be something if Davon could somehow rally and then close out this three-time arc, perhaps now with Bailey out of the house, that maybe Davon could go and do something. She's the best diary room person in the season.
She is. She's good for diary rooms, but, you know, come on.
Yeah. It's a low bar, is what you're saying?
It's a low bar to say.
Oh, my God. How could you say that? all right. Matt Hoffman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to The Slop. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.